My guest this morning, Pete Dougherty. He is currently the sheriff of Jefferson County, but he is a candidate for the 16th Senatorial District in West Virginia. Welcome in.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Thanks for being here. How are you feeling the final few days of the final stretch, as it were, before Tuesday?
I'm very happy to run on the record of service that I've given to the people of West Virginia. Looking forward to the opportunity to serve them in the legislature, having had 11 years of legislative experience in Capitol Hill, being a professional staff member of both the House and Senate committees on Veterans Affairs. I think I have both the skill and the enthusiasm to do the things that we need to do to make West Virginia a better place.
You're ending your term as sheriff. You can't run again for that seat. What propelled you to run for the Senate?
Well, there are several things. One is that I have a long history of working to support public education. And I think that we are moving in the wrong direction at the state level. I also have a long record of law enforcement. I was a magistrate. I was a probation and parole officer. I was a probation supervisor, and now a two-term sheriff. And so I think we've done some things that have not been good at the state level on that. There's votes that have been taken that give drug dealers the ability to keep their ill-gotten money and use it to defend themselves against the crimes that they're guilty of. We are allowing drunk drivers now to keep their licenses in a way that we haven't been doing in the past. And so those are things that I'm very intent on. And also, you know, I'm also there because we've allowed too much money to go into politics. You know, the current administration in the legislature has voted to increase the amount of money that people can give into political campaigns. And quite frankly, it seems to me it's really unnecessary and unneeded to do that. And the other is they've done nothing to try to help get rid of dark money. You know, I've had a smear campaign going against me by dark money people, including the fact that somehow I'm involved in child pornography and not doing enough about it. And the truth of the matter is there's no sheriff's department in the state of West Virginia has done more. I have three certified people who are trained to be investigators under the Internet Crimes Against Children Act. We've not only investigated 20 cases ourselves, initiated 20 cases, but we have the staffing and the equipment capability, and we've helped other agencies this past year with 53 investigations that they've done. Now, I mean, those are the things that I think we ought to be working on in West Virginia to get back. And last but not least, I mean, we haven't done enough to respond appropriately to the COVID problem. I mean, we haven't done enough to provide personal protection. We haven't done enough to provide safety. We want kids to go back to school, and I want businesses to reopen. But we've got to do it when it's safe, and we've got to do it in a safe manner. And quite frankly, I'm a person who believes that you ought to wear a mask, even if you don't have coronavirus or don't think you have it, because our job is not to make that decision. Our job is to make it safe for others. And I think the way to do that is the same way in the wintertime. Most of us have, you know, carry tissues or handkerchiefs, and we don't sneeze and cough on other people. For that reason, the same thing we ought to do in this.
My guest this morning, Pete Dougherty, he is running for the 16th Senatorial District. You mentioned dark money, as you called it, where it's really not an ad that's been sanctioned by the candidate necessarily. Hard to remove yourself from it when you don't get the same platform. I know that some of the ads running against Senator Rucker, your opponent, talk about her advocacy for school choice. You want to address any of that?
Well, that's a legitimate. I mean, I'm talking about personal attacks. I mean, those are attacks, and I mean, as you know, and everybody should know, none of us have. It's illegal for me to be in contact or coordinate with independent expenditure groups, and I never have, and don't do it. The difference is that if I get to Charleston, I'm going to work to make sure that money gets exposed, because I'd like to know who's paying for those kinds of ads. And I think the public needs that kind of information. And you know, Ms. Rucker voted to increase the amount of money that could go to PACs by individuals to $50,000. I mean, that is not necessary in my view. Those are the kinds of things. Mitch McConnell, before Citizens United passed, said the sanitation of independent expenditures would be when you let the public see who's behind those ads. But the legislature has done nothing to try to do that, and all they've done is allowed more and more money to go into those kinds of expenditures. So you can't claim, you know, a foul if what you're doing is you're hiding the people who are making those kinds of claims. But again, the claims that have gone in independent expenditures against me have been personal integrity, not public policy. It's fine, in my view, if somebody wants to say, I don't think you've done enough in law enforcement, or you've done enough, or you support the right position on taxes and so on. Those are fair to say, but to attack the personal integrity with impunity is not acceptable in my case and in anybody's case. And I think the public recognizes that you want to have somebody in office who will expose those kinds of fraudulent claims.
Pete Dougherty is my guest this morning. He's running in the 16th Senatorial District. Wanted to ask you what Eastern Panhandle-centric issues you want to promote should you be elected?
There are several. One is I think we need a thorough and comprehensive review of the infrastructure needs in the Eastern Panhandle. We are clearly an economic engine, and we will be for the foreseeable future. And it's great to have additional employment and additional people moving, and I support those efforts. But what I'm concerned about is that we're already in a road system, by and large, that is already overcrowded and is not capable of meeting it. In Jefferson County alone, we have twice as many housing units that are approved to be built, and they are being built now again at a very rapid pace, than we already have in existence. We don't have a road structure. People that drive Route 51, that drive Route 11, that drive Flowing Springs Road, those roads are not prepared to have double and triple the amount of traffic on it. Yet we really don't have a plan going forward to do that. So I want to be, if you will, a homer for the Eastern Panhandle to make sure things get done, not just that somebody goes out in the 2 weeks before the election and paves over some roads that are already there. And, you know, the other is, I mean, look at Route 81. We have had barrels on Route 81 for 2 years without any discernible work being done. That's not acceptable. And I think as a legislator, I will make sure that not only we make promises, but we keep our promises. That's what we keep saying, and politicians keep saying. But I think I'm the person who has a history of looking at what I tell people we will do, and I follow through.
Should you be successful on Tuesday in being elected to this position, what do you think will have turned the corner? What will be the big difference between you and your opponent?
I think the difference may be that I have a 40-year history of providing assistance and being a community-involved person. I mean, I've been a local Chamber of Commerce member. I've been a local school board member. I've been a magistrate. I've been a sheriff. I've been a person who's helped support public education to recognize outstanding performance. I've been a person who's helped recognize outstanding students over the years. I've been active in my church and civic organizations. I think the difference is that I am a person who has a long-standing history and track record, not about saying what I'm going to do or putting a nebulous term out there, but actually have done real work that you can go back and look and see. And I think that that's what people are looking for, is they're looking for someone who has the experience and the commitment. And I have no other distractions. I mean, I don't have any kids at home anymore. I don't have any outside interest. I won't have any other job. I'm ready to devote my full time and attention to being a member of the legislature.
Well, speaking of job, you're still the sheriff of Jefferson County. How's that going to affect election night? Are you going to be able to go to an election headquarters and wait out the results, or will you be at work?
Well, I mean, the way they've done it now, and I believe this year, they're not allowing the public into the election. For years and years, I went to the courthouse every election, whether I was running or not running, just to watch it. This year, we're not going to be doing that. I try to stay out of anything that looks like it has anything to do with having any influence on the election and people voting. So I don't hang around the courthouse while people are coming in to vote. I haven't even gone into the courthouse since early voting began for that reason. But I do plan to be with a bunch of people as the election results come in and look forward to the election going forward. And with so many people who have voted absentee already and so many people who have voted early, I think, you know, the election day turnout, which I hope will be good, will not be as numbered people as it has been in some years in the past. So I think, at least locally, I think we'll have some early results.
Pete Dougherty, candidate in the 16th Senatorial District for the state of West Virginia from Jefferson County. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.